Thank you for calling the Government of Canada's approved accommodation booking service.
Ooh.
We are currently experiencing high call volumes with wait times up to 3 hours.
In your car, on Google Play, and Android Auto. It's The Rush, streaming right now on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That's a lot of fun. Like, booking a hotel isn't fun to begin with. Spending we're hearing sometimes 10 hours to get your approved hotel. With scenic vista views of tarmac 22 through 28.
Will there be a warming drawer with cookies inside? No, there won't.
No, that's
I actually stayed at a hotel. What's the hotel chain? Down in Minneapolis way back in the day. It was for a work thing.
Uh-huh.
I was down there for the UFC, and it was great because, you stumble back to the room if you've had a few cocktails, and they've got a drawer. I remember them saying to me, so I was with my wife, she's like, over here, sir, before you head up to your room, would you like one of our cookies from the warming drawer?
Oh, my.
Like, what a personal touch.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Read my mind.
I wonder what would be the single greatest perk anyone has ever received. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a rich person's thing. It could just be one of those things where you went somewhere and they did something that you thought to yourself, this is probably the nicest thing that I've ever seen done.
Like above and beyond.
Yeah, like when they used to give you hot towels on flights. That used to be a really cool thing. Oh, yes. That's just the...
They still do that for the rich people.
Oh,
I've talked to some rich people.
I've leaned over before they shut the curtain abruptly.
I peeked through that great wall of silence known as that curtain that separates us from them is basically it.
Welcome to The Rush, by the way. Thank you so much for being here. We hope you had an amazing weekend. It is Monday. Double deuces.
Double tree hotels. Somebody wrote in. Scott.
Ah.
Right on the ball with the cookies. And they are great cookies,
Good
Scott.
Good stuff. Right. Good stuff.
May I start with a little something today?
Quickly. 416-872-1010. And you can text The Rush at 71010. I love it when you come, when you're anxious, when you're eager. You're like, I got stuff to talk about. Get me on the air.
You know, last week we went into a little thing about the Octonauts, which is a show my daughter is just obsessed with.
Right.
And I think that, I don't know if every kid does this. I don't know if it's because I have a toddler in a pandemic. I don't have a handbook, folks. I have no freaking clue what's going on with this whole parenting thing. I'm winging it. I'm just winging it. But it's going okay so far. Thanks for asking.
Thankfully, your wife is very smart. It really helps you out a lot.
Really, it's a good, really good assist.
Good backup there.
Full value assist. But what my daughter tends to do with television programs, and I don't know, maybe Jay, your kids did this, and especially at this age, everybody that is in the show needs to be a real person in her life. So, for example, if we're watching Frozen, I have to be Hans, and my wife has to be, Anna or Elsa, depending on the day. Like, the dog is Sven. Like, she's assigning our names to the people who are on the TV. Now, I don't know if this is a pandemic thing or what toddlers normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But for the last few days, and I didn't mind being Hans because he's, princely and he's
worldly, handsome.
Lovely. Handsome, the whole thing. But she's watching the Octonauts now. And every single morning I've come down the steps to go walk the dog today out in the snow and what have you. And she looks at me and she's like, Daddy, you're Captain Barnacles. And like Captain Barnacles, he's got an eye patch and the whole bit and he's an underwater. You're going to look him up, aren't you?
Yeah, totally.
So I've been thinking to myself, maybe it's just time for a rebrand.
Images? Oh.
Right? There he is. Lovely.
Okay.
Lovely little guy. Very smart.
Oh, I see him now.
I think he's got a British accent. Very, very worldly.
Is he a cat, right?
No, Captain Barnacles, I think, is the... I want to say he's not the cat. The cat's another character.
Looks like a cat. This guy's got an eye patch.
Okay,
maybe it is. Blue hat.
It's irrelevant. All I'm telling you is I'm now called Captain Barnacles in the house.
Okay.
So I got one of two decisions to make here, Jay, career-wise. I can either lean against it and tell my daughter, no, that's not Daddy's name, or...
You're listening to The Rush with Mad Dog and Captain Barnacles on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
So, I mean, this could go either way.
Wow. You do know that you could take certain parts of our show and just package them together. Just the parts where it's not really about the news. It's just about, as someone wrote me on the weekend, my favorite part of the show is when you two just kibitz. I know the news is important and you guys are great at delivering it, but I love it when you kibitz. Maybe that'll be the name of our kibitz show. We'll do an hour-long show and we'll send it across the country. Once a week.
You're listening to The Rush with Mad Dog and Captain Barnacles on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Just change that to you're listening to The Kibitz.
The Kibitz.
With Mad Dog and Captain Barnacles. I also love this scenario that I get top billing.
Yeah, well, I
wrote
it.
You didn't figure that Captain Barnacles was up to stuff with Ryan?
No. I thought for sure Captain Barnacles was the cherry on the Mad Dog sundae.
It is literally 10 minutes into the show, and it's already my favorite moment of the week when you did that.
Okay. Perfect. And thank you to the people in production who put that together at my request this morning. Very kind of you.
Real quick, just before we jump into the heavy stuff of the day, and there, as always, there's lots.
Yeah.
Mark, what did you want to say?
You have nothing to worry about, brother. I have four granddaughters, and my two daughters growing up, and they did the same thing. So whatever show is on, my wife and I would become that character. So I've gone from Mary Poppins to Barney to Barbie to Ken.
Barney Miller?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't remember that one, but I certainly would.
Okay, good. Thank you for that, Mark. Appreciate it.
People are writing in, your kid watches way too much TV. Trust me, she doesn't. She watches like 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon after school, and that's about it.
Also, you know, also mind your own business.
Yeah, there's that, Karen. There's that.
Yeah, have a seat, Karen.